From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump is hailing progress with North Korea, even as experts warn his administration's plan to dismantle the North's nuclear weapons and missiles within a year is risky. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says there have been many good conversations with the North over denuclearizing. And weeks after his summit with Kim Jong-un, he's claiming credit for avoiding a confrontation, tweeting, "If not for me, we would now be at war with North Korea." Experts say there's no proof Kim plans to take concrete steps toward giving up his weapons. An intelligence report suggests he will instead try to deceive the U.S. about just what he has. National Security Advisor John Bolton's pitched a one-year plan for denuclearizing, which experts say is just too fast to produce a lasting agreement. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is preparing this week to make a third trip to North Korea. He's scheduled to be in Pyongyang from Thursday through Saturday. Well, 12 teenage boys and their 25-year-old coach are safe but still trapped in a flooded cave in northern Thailand. British cave rescue expert Gary Mitchell says rescuers face many challenges in bringing the boys out of the cave.
The young lads and the coach are around about 2 kilometers underground, and around about a kilometer of that is completely flooded, so submerged passages. Not all in one long kilometer stretch, but there's air pockets along the way, it's confined spaces, it's almost zero visibility.
Divers have supplied the boys and their coach with high-energy gels and medicine. They're bringing in food and other supplies while rescuers figure out how to get them out. This is VOA News. President Trump's fights with the country's intelligence agencies continued Tuesday when he questioned on Twitter whether the National Security Agency is out to get him as part of a witch hunt. The NSA oversees much of the U.S. government's electronic surveillance. Trump called the agency a disgrace. He said the witch hunt continues because of the NSA's deletion of 685 million phone calls and text messages. Senator Richard Shelby, a Republican from Alabama, said Tuesday in Moscow he hopes relations between Russia and the U.S. will improve. He's leading a congressional delegation to Russia and meeting with members of parliament.
We recognize that the world's better off, I believe, if Russia and the U.S. have fewer tensions.
The 8-person delegation also met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. It's the first direct exchange between lawmakers from the two countries since 2013. The head of the United Nations Children Fund, Henrietta Fore, is warning that Yemen is on the brink of an abyss as the country's devastating conflict pushes its economy, health, education, and water and sanitation systems to the point of collapse. She's just returned from a 4-day visit to Aden and Sana'a. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Yemen, which the UN calls the world's worst humanitarian crisis, is likely to get even worse. The United Nations reports 22 million people are in need of assistance, and half of them are children. It says 80% of the population lives under the poverty line. 8.4 million are facing famine, and one child dies every 10 minutes. UNICEF chief Henrietta Fore says more than half of health facilities have stopped working and others are barely functioning. She says many of the medical staff have not been paid for 2 years, yet they come to work because they know there is a need. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Indian government on Tuesday asked Facebook to prevent the spread of false texts on its WhatsApp messaging application. The government says some messages have caused lynchings and mob beatings across the country. False messages about child abductors spread over WhatsApp have reportedly led to at least 31 deaths in 10 different states over the past year. In a strongly worded statement Tuesday, India's Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said the service cannot evade accountability and responsibility when messaging platforms are used to spread misinformation. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.